Unfortunately, KY isn't with us, so I will, if I may, report on his behalf on the Water Land Interface Task Force, which I did attend. Interesting, if we just look at the two items that they discussed, you'll see that there really is a need for this particular task force. And both the issue of landing steps and typhoon shelters are obviously ongoing. Very good discussion with Marine Department about typhoon shelters and the use of typhoon shelters. Some very honest talking, I think, both from Marine Department and Commission members, because clearly Marine Department feel it appropriate and necessary to defend their turf, if you like, but obviously there are areas, particularly within some of the typhoon shelters, which could be either better used or used in alternative ways, particularly during non-typhoon days. Also, we felt that there was the need for a study, if you like, shelter by shelter, rather than looking at things in the aggregate. Basically, Marines Department's view is that if you add everything up, we have enough space in the typhoon shelters. But as members pointed out, some are better utilised than others, some are fairly poorly utilised. So I think this discussion will go on with the Marine Department. They promised to come back with a typhoon shelter specific examination, which obviously the task force can then get into. Public landing facilities around Victoria Harbour, again another very interesting discussion. And where are you, Winnie? Well done. Winnie produced a plan of the whole of the harbour with every single set of landing steps on it. So we do have the accurate record, and that formed the basis for a discussion. And you see we agreed and established that we needed to prioritise. We couldn't do everything at once. So in terms of examining the need for more steps or for additional steps, we agreed that we would focus initially on the new harbour areas, so central Wan Chai, Causeway Bay, through across to Kai Tak, Kwun Tong, and then we'd move on to existing areas, and then we'd, over time, seek to establish some guidelines for the design and construction of landing facilities, because as was pointed out to us, very few of the existing landing facilities cater for people who are in any way impaired or invalided in any way, so the need to provide for disadvantaged people needs to be taken into account, particularly when designing new sets of steps. Policy, and unfortunately the Secretary has gone, it may not be fall within his remit, but you see in the second paragraph from the end, members believe that there is a need for a new policy, and that came out again today, to justify more landing facilities in the new harbourfront areas, taking into account factors other than transport demand. In other words, planning for the future, planning for the sort of initiatives that we heard from the Yacht Club earlier. And the idea is that within this meeting anyway, we try and solicit support so we can go to government and say this needs to be looked at, both in terms of a design but also from a funding perspective on a holistic basis. We need a master plan for landing facilities around the harbour, and I hope members would agree that we should push the administration on that particular aspect. And then barrier-free facilities, physical disabilities, again covered here in the last paragraph. Very few of the existing facilities cater for anyone with any physical disability, so that needs to be built into future design. So that's the KY report, if you like. I would ask members to support this pressure, if you like, or to support the request that we wish to place with the administration for more landing facilities in the harbourfront areas, because certainly the survey that Winnie did revealed large gaps, if you like, in the landing infrastructure all around the harbour, so we need to address that, I think. Thank you. Paul?
Yeah, Chairman, outside Victoria Harbour, in my capacity as a district councillor for the Southern District, we have a similar problem in Aberdeen Harbour. And from that perspective, we've written to the Chief Secretary also to ask to clarify who's responsible for the waterfront in Ablai Chau and who's responsible, because the Transport Housing Bureau takes one minor responsibility, Marine Department, to safety on the water, and nobody wants to do anything unless they get a policy input from somebody, but nobody's giving policy input when it comes to the waterfront for marine users. There was an expectation that with the announcement of the revised organization of government, that marine would go under a special, under a different bureau, under a bureau where there was going to be the industry bureau was going to be set up, and all the marine activities would go from Transport and Housing Bureau to that one. That's not proceeding at this moment. And I think from our side, I mean, unless we get some clarity, this thing will remain to be stuck all around Hong Kong. You know, when it comes to project in Tolo Harbour, Sai Kung, Aberdeen Harbour or Victoria Harbour, it's the same problem. So, you know, if we're going to press government, could you be specific? How are you going to press government? Are you going to write as the chair on behalf of this commission to seek an urgent answer to this in your meeting with, you know, if you potentially have other meetings within government to raise that issue again, but formally, so that we can get a formal answer soon, because it's an issue that's everywhere.
My intention was to raise an issue with the Secretary of Development, but given, as you say, that it affects a number of departments and bureaus, to suggest to him that, in fact, we do ask the Chief Secretary, her new unit, to look at how we shake it loose.
Right.
In writing, sorry. No. Thank you. Any other questions, members? Thank you.